The Coriolis Effect presents Ravenland Tales, a Forbidden Lands actual play podcast. Right, so as you approach the village, you said you wanted to get some water, didn't you?
Well, I'll make sure that the water's drinkable first.
Well, let's go. We have a role for that sort of thing.
Wits.
There's not empathy, am I right?
Let's go back to the handbook.
That picture looks like the dog's smoking.
So let's imagine you camped... Uh-huh. About a hex away from this village as you're approaching. And as you're approaching the village, you are looking for a good place to fill your water bottle up and possibly do some hunting. And guys, we're starting now, actually.
This is actually starting.
And so let us talk a bit about... journeys.
Really?
Oh, no. Now, to move through this hex and find the village, we need one person to lead the way.
That's scouting. Lead the way.
I believe so.
So if I did scouting, could I combine my wolf's ability thing or not? Or it's...
Let's wait and see.
Good question.
Don't.
Your dog. It's not a wolf.
We're going through this. We're learning how to play the game as we go.
It's a warhound, yeah.
Oh, no, first of all, though, actually, we probably want to forage. Because you want to get water. That's your first aim. So you can forage for water. The others can forage. You can go hunting or fishing. Mm-hmm. You haven't made... Well, let's imagine you made camp under a tree or something. So you can help forage for water, or you can keep watch.
One of us needs to keep watch, I think.
Well, in case I randomly roll a random encounter,
we do need to see the encounters coming. I think it's going to be dangerous. Okay. So keep watching. Is that going to be a scout? So is foraging going to be survival?
I'm racing, so yeah.
So.
Well, I'll keep watching. We have got the scouting.
You'll keep watch, okay. Yeah. We'll come to you a bit later on.
Okay.
While the others are foraging.
Yep. So are we coming in from the north then, are we here? Or?
Yeah, you choose which.
Okay. Should we come in from the north?
Yeah, if there's any.
Yep. Okay.
Okay. So, to forage, you must choose whether you're looking for food or water. You already said you're looking for water.
Yeah, I think water's the priority.
You make a survival roll modified by the terrain type. What does it look like?
It looks pretty open, really. If it's the hex, ahead of the hex we're heading to, it looks like plains.
Okay.
As far as I can tell.
And so, let's say it's summer for convenience and there's no modifier there. What's the terrain type?
Page 145.
There we go.
I need to remember. So,
although you are, you does the river border that X?
No, it doesn't.
Okay. So plains. Your forage is at minus one dice.
Okay, minus one on my skill dice or my attribute dice.
Minus one on your skill dice.
So, which is skill, which is attribute now? Because skill... So, it's your attribute you break on, isn't it? It's not your skill you break on.
Yeah, your skill
dice... You're breaking on your attribute. Yeah.
So, your skill dice is only your base dice.
So, green dice.
Yeah, okay.
Using Mutiny Year Zero dice. So, I've got three skill and one... three attribute and one skill dice.
Okay. Is Tony helping you?
Yes, so to help in the same role, do I just roll?
No, you just give him an extra dice if you were helping.
Yeah, extra skill dice.
Although, if it's scouting, I don't have
a scouting survival.
Survival, I also don't have that skill.
Ah, you probably can't help him then.
I can't lend an attribute.
Okay, well, I've got one success.
Okay, you got one success.
I'm not going to push it because I've got a break in there as well.
Cool. So, you have succeeded in finding water, I believe, but you probably have succeeded in finding...
something bad as well.
No. Success means you find enough drinkable water for everyone in the group to fill their water skins up to a D12 resource die.
So everyone... we all get D12.
Oh, that's resource. Because that's a D12. Before we go on, there's one other question that's occurred to me.
Yes.
Is our willpower score. What's that? Because I've...
you have zero willpower.
And how do you get willpower?
You get willpower most commonly through pushing dice rolls and getting ones.
So I could, in theory, have pushed that and got myself a damage to wits, but that would have given me a willpower as well.
Yeah. So you get willpower mainly through damage to your stats.
And how long does willpower last? Is there a shelf life?
You keep it forever. Yeah, you keep it forever, but you can't have more than 10.
Yep.
So actually, you don't keep it forever. You keep it till you spend it, obviously.
Yeah. So there is actually a kind of a metagaming thing where you can push rolls that don't really matter in order to build willpower.
Right. And then you can use your talents.
And then you build the willpower.
And then you spend them by using your talents.
Yep.
Ah, so it's basically like the mutant points in...
exactly the same. Yeah.
Yeah, willpower, powers, talents and magic.
Which is so a bit like... some of Morgan and Connor did in Mutiny Zero a little bit. They farmed willpower a bit in advance of the big fight at the end of the scenario.
So you couldn't help him doing that. Are you having a go foraging for plants?
I might as well forage for some food. So it'll so I don't have the survival skill. It's just my wits, which is three
skill dice. Yeah.
So that's just your stats. I think you've got to take one dice off that, I'm afraid.
And you're looking for water or food?
I'm looking for food.
Hang on then, so you get an extra dice then for planes?
No, plus one. That's hunting.
Oh, okay, yeah, right.
Foraging food, not
hunting. You're foraging for berries, so I'm hunting for that. Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, excellent. I'll go hunting with a bare hand.
Because it will kill you.
Like a deadly nightshade in the bush there. I mean,
what? Did you want to... you can push that. You just run the risk of taking damage if you roll any more.
Oh, well, I'll push that.
Cool. Okay, success.
One success.
One success. Okay. When looking for food, success means you find a number of units of vegetables in the form of edible roots or plants. So you get one unit of vegetables. Now, you can...
which means...
so what does that mean in terms of the...
that's... you can eat that yourself, and you eat that now, or you can turn it into food resource dice at an inn, or if any of you have got the chef talent.
Yeah, I don't have the chef talent. So if I eat it now, what's the benefit?
You don't roll a resource dice for breakfast.
Because you have to eat one food a day.
Okay, and go through how the resource dice work. Well,
so
dice work.
So, well, let's for the purposes of
absolutely
the game.
Yep.
You find some berries to eat and eat them selfishly all to yourself because you only got one set of berries. You other guys have got to eat.
Yeah, I know. Bloody I told you what you told me. It was creepy, but yeah.
So basically, you take whatever your food resource die is. You tell me you're having a meal.
Yeah.
I acknowledge you've eaten, and then you roll your dice, and you don't want to get a one or a two.
Right, and this
on
is
a D8.
On a D8, yeah, whatever your dice is.
Just don't roll a one or a two.
Yeah.
And then do we need to do this for drinking as well? Because you need to eat and drink.
Well, let's imagine you did that before you found the water, because you were...
Cool. So my D8 die roll is a one.
One, so that's now a D6 die roll.
Yeah, okay, so I've... but chomped my way like a little piggy.
I rolled a six.
Okay, yeah,
so
you haven't made it. You haven't made a dent on your...
no food.
Rations.
So I've gone and had...
too much.
Had the... Gollum over there, eat some of my Lambeth bread.
Yes. What the?
Your food's the food just down. Down. And you're thieving little.
Right, then I'm going to roll, given that you are keeping watch, that only comes into action if I roll a random encounter.
Mm-hmm.
So, I have to roll a random encounter and just see whether that happens.
And then see whether you spot it.
This is true.
And if you don't spot it, you're the one who gets it in the back first, and we can run away.
Now, we have to remember how to roll random encounters. We've got events at the stronghold. Oh, is it in the journey list? Oh. Chapter 7 of the Game Master's Guide. So I'm still finding my way around. I haven't got to Chapter 7 yet of the Game Master's Guide. Encounters, there we go. So,
what page?
Page 146. And I roll D66, purple are 10s, 41. So 41 on the plains. Ah, right, okay. You're keeping watch. It happens almost imperceptibly. At first, everything goes quiet.
Run away!
And now we go back to your role.
So that's your scouting role, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you need separate dice for your skill and your attribute.
Mm-hmm. Five dice will go there.
So which one's your attribute dice?
These are brownies.
So you should have... yeah. So the red is the red.
Red's attributes, yeah.
So if you get a one on those,
red is skill.
Okay, so your wooden ones are attributes. Mm-hmm. So if you get a one on the wooden ones, that counts as a break.
Right. Okay.
But you don't take the damage unless you push the roll.
Well, I'm with you.
If you remember, mutant year zero.
And that comes with my wits if I push it. Yeah.
It'll come off the relevant stat. Yeah.
Scouting is wits, isn't it? Yeah.
Okay, so roll your dice. You got one success though.
Yeah.
See, that one doesn't matter because it will be one of these dice you can't break. Mm-hmm. Can't break on a skill dice. So one success, and if you wanted to re-roll those two, you would get a willpower point, but you'd also take a damage to wits.
All right.
And if both of those came out with wits, was damaged, you would be down.
Right.
So, you might just shout.
I made a shout, yeah.
There's no advantage to having more warning.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, this is the Blood Mist. Now, just a little bit of history for you here. For the last, I think, pretty much 300 years, the Blood Mist has enveloped these lands, reducing travel between villages to almost zero. And... people caught out in the Blood Mist, particularly at night, normally end up eviscerated bodies.
Oh, lovely.
So people generally didn't travel at night. Mm-hmm. People stayed at home. For some reason, the Blood Mist never affected you if you were at home. But out and about when you're travelling, it's bad news. So you would raise the alarm. Now, everybody has to make a move roll to climb a tree or to get away from it somehow.
Which is agility.
Right.
I don't have move as a skill, but I've got three agility.
Well, five agility.
It's stat, so it's the yellow dice, actually. The green dice is skill dice. Did you want to use these ones, Adam? You're welcome to. Oh, easier. What do you need?
Agility, you need five dice.
Five. You have move as a skill.
No, I got it. Just my attributes.
Okay. I failed that.
I have one success.
Would I need
you need a six.
Six. Oh, I failed that as well.
So I'm going to push mine, because I've got no breaks or anything.
Okay.
Nope, failed again.
Okay.
So I can
push again, can I?
No.
I can push again, yeah?
You
can push.
I would push. Is that,
no.
Okay. Is that a one? Is that a two?
Yeah, it's two damage, one. Two agility then.
Two damage,
no,
two,
right.
Two willpower points as well.
Alright, so I go about that. Yeah, I see. So and where do you put willpower down?
Down at the bottom. There's
willpower, drink. Oh, absolutely. Right. Yes,
yeah. So that is true. Okay, so you made a move roll successfully.
Yes, one success.
Right, so I did.
You rounded up your donkey and rode out of the range of the mist. You guys have been caught in the mist, so can you...
Probably not.
...make an insight roll, each of you?
Insight, what's that?
Oh, actually, I'm
quite good. It's free, eh? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Two successes.
Two successes, you're fine.
What's that? Is that a bug?
That's a success.
Success,
yeah,
one success. Success.
Yeah. Okay. So you're fine. You've got this feeling of intense homesickness, but actually, you know, you've experienced this sort of thing before out here, and you just battle through it and follow them.
Isn't bald.
Out of the
isn't bald.
You experience being ripped limb from limb.
Now you got a success.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Sorry to upset you.
So you're
well, I don't want you to do it.
Having
you still owe me money.
Having been a bit chilled by the blood mist, you're eager to get to the village.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically we like somebody to lead the way, somebody else to keep watch, and all three of you then hike towards the village. So who wants to do that?
So lead the way is what skill? Keep watch is what skill?
I think they're both scouting.
Yeah, I have... Yeah, I can scout.
Well, I'm pretty crap at... I have neither skill, and I have three wits. So
shall I lead the way, because I'm the knight?
And you keep watch.
Okay. Or is it called keep... Is it keep watch?
Yes, effectively.
Okay. So I lead the way, which gives me four dice. So that's my wits, plus my scouting. Shall I roll that, Matt?
Yep.
That's right.
And I fail with a thingy. So I'm going to push, but I've got one damage coming. I've got two damage coming and I failed.
Right, two damage to your wits then?
Yep.
Okay.
This is going really well,
guys.
It is.
We're
going to make it to the village. We fill up our water canteens and get to the village and we fail.
Don't worry about keeping watch at the moment. Let's deal with the leading the way thing.
No. We're dead anyway.
This way, guys!
Bye. That's the mist.
Can I get you to roll D66?
Okay. Read yellow first. 52.
High is usually bad, isn't it, really?
A fog comes down.
Another one.
But it's not the blood mist. It's a natural fog. How far away from the village are you?
About 20 feet.
Right next door.
One hex away, aren't you?
We're in the next hex.
Yeah. So you still get... So you would normally only travel half the distance, but you'd normally make two or three hexes travelling anyway. Two on foot. Three on horseback.
Okay, yeah.
So you'd still... You
still make it.
The fog would normally turn that to one hex, but that still means that you get to the village. So you don't need to keep watch, Andy.
Okay, we're fine.
You don't encounter anything else
in the fog. More by luck than judgment, we make it to the... So I get two willpower, don't I, for those two?
Each... Yeah, so for those two, you get willpower, and the journey... through the fog, with, frankly, Dave being a bit lost.
honestly, it's this way.
Gets you all down a bit, so everybody takes a point of damage to empathy.
Hey, what? What? Hey.
We're all a bit upset about how long
bloody
elf.
Okay. But you then...
We need a good night's sleep.
...come to this village.
Oh. Yeah.
And
that quite well, because we are going to one that's next to a mountain.
The first thing you notice under your feet in the short visibility is you start realising that you're coming across cultivated fields.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and that tells you you're on the right track.
See, I told you we were going the right way.
But the next thing that kind of looms out of the fog
It's the palisade, is it?
Is this... Yeah, well, actually, it's a stone wall, which is kind of, you know, it speaks both of safety for those one side of the wall and the other, but also it's a little bit off-putting to you guys. And that's the first thing you see. You're coming from the north, you said, aren't you? So
yes, yeah.
You're kind of coming, the mountains on your right-hand side.
We're coming down here.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you see, you know, you see that up down there, and you see the stone wall sort of bending round towards the left.
How high is the stone wall then?
Good point. Let me tell you in a moment when I found the... When I found the description of the stone wall. It's coming, it's coming. Oh God, it's coming. That's a 9 o'clock news joke. So it's not very high. It's low and badly worn. Half as tall as a man. So quite a lot taller than the two of you. And about a third as tall as you. Because you're quite short.
Well, half of that is about my height. It's about your head height.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a donkey, so I'm above it.
While it doesn't look that tough to climb over height-wise, it is all overgrown with wild roses, and thorny. So it would actually be a bit of a challenge to climb over the wall.
Has it been cultivated that way? Does it look like it's just grown along the wall? It's not growing. It's not as if this place has run down and been deserted for years.
Hard to say.
Fire smoke coming up?
Absolutely. It's at a height where we can see over it and into the village.
Yeah.
Yeah, so but it's foggy, so you can't see fine.
Can we hear any sounds of kind of normal villagey activity? Does it sound unnaturally
quiet? Can we see lights from the cottages?
It's not unnaturally quiet. To your left. You can see further along the wall, there seems to be something that looks a bit like a watchtower further along the wall. And there is also, so on the map, item two.
Is there a glow of a fire through the fog?
No, not on that particular watchtower.
Okay.
There's also, give me a moment, that building you can just about make out.
Which building is that?
And actually...
That'd be building 11, is it?
Building 12 I'm looking at, just there. And as you sort of get the sense of your surroundings, you realise you're walking across a graveyard.
So this building 12 is the church? Temple then? It's outside the wall?
Yeah, well, a tiny, tiny little chapel of some sort. Almost a shrine, in fact, rather than a whole church.
Is the graveyard very full of graves?
These graves are relatively new as far as graves go.
And there's a lot of them, is there?
Yeah, but I mean, it's not like there's been a massive battle and there's a bunch of fresh turned earth.
Do they have stone gravestones with inscriptions on? Engraved?
Yes. Yeah, I think some of them do. And you know, if you're looking at dates and names and things like that, it seems to be a village graveyard, basically.
It's been a sudden, recent spate of deaths all this time.
It's not like being a plague village or something.
He hasn't been here before.
Are you going to investigate that building?
Not that I'm saying.
Pay him back the money, yeah. Feed him at the shit.
Yeah, I might as well go and have a look at the chapel as we go past.
Isn't the objective here to get somewhere safe for the night?
That's all the idea, I thought.
We can sightsee later.
As it is evening, isn't it?
I'll stick with them.
Let's move around towards what appears to be the gatehouse.
I thought number two there was a gatehouse just there, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's a watchtower.
Giving
a hearty hail, friends! So they don't see us coming out.
Shoot us.
Don't think we're bad guys.
Okay, so you're heading towards
Number three here on the map, which is the like a gatehouse. But as we're going past the towers, I'm going to wave, make myself obvious.
Is there another tower?
There is.
The first one you passed didn't seem to have anybody on it.
Okay.
I'm still roll a D6 for me.
Who?
All of us?
And just one of you.
That's four.
Yeah. You can see somebody on the second tower you pass,
mm-hmm.
who's kind of obviously meant to be keeping watch, but he actually appears to be engaged in conversation with somebody on the other side of the wall below the tower. Not being a very good job of keeping watch. Do you want to draw his attention to you?
Can we hear what you're saying?
Make a scouting roll.
So that's one skill and three stat. That's two successes.
Right.
So can I pause for a sec? Mm-hmm. So I've got 2 points of willpower now.
Yeah.
None of my abilities require willpower. What do I spend willpower on?
None of your abilities require willpower.
No, I was just looking through them.
Not none of your talents, you mean?
No. Well, cold-blooded, I think, might, but otherwise, part of the enemy doesn't, horseback fighter doesn't, sword fighter doesn't, inner peace doesn't. I can check inner peace, but I don't think
your,
it does.
Your race one?
That's the inner peace one, I don't...
But I think point all, is all, it, is there all another your kin ones, of, I think, require willpower.
Another way of spending willpower?
Not particularly.
I can't remember because I need some abilities that require willpower because otherwise there's a little point me building it up.
I think all the kin talents require willpower. But I might
by spending a willpower point you can enter a state of
yeah.
So okay. But that's the only thing I can spend willpower on at the moment. There isn't another mechanic for overcharging your basic combat.
So for your successes there, you can hear the guards possibly the other chaps need to be a guard as well. Anyway, they're talking about you hear Mrs. Polmore's name mentioned, and then there's a bit of discussion about, so where are you going? This is me acting now.
Go for it, Matt.
Are you going to the hand or the skulls? Oh, well, you know, don't know whether Mrs. Polmore's going to be at the hand. And if Mrs. Polmore's at the hand, there'll be no decent beer. So I was reckoning I might sneak across the bridge to the skulls. That sort of conversation.
Kind of about what they're doing for evening entertainment. Okay.
Anyway, so unless you draw attention to them, they don't notice you go past in the fog.
I don't want them to think we're sneaking up on them.
Well, rest that one. Well, we just made it.
Okay, as we're going past, I'm going to go, "Hail, guardsman!"
He turns around, he says, "Hold, who goes there? Friend or foe?"
"We are friends."
"Yeah, friends, definitely." "What do you say?" "Definitely friends." "Yes.
We are weary travellers in need of..."
"Shopping."
"Food and shelter." Well, not food, we just eaten. Mm. "But some shelter and some shopping, yes."
Which way have you come from?"
"North."
"We've come from the north. Across the Great Plains."
"Gate should be open. Just follow the wall round and you should find your way into the village that way. Don't come climbing over the walls, though. You'll get scratched."
Thank you.
"Thank you for the tip."
"Okay, let's not stay here very long. Let's shop, sleep and get the hell out. I don't think they're taking their defences very seriously."
"No, they do bother, do they, really?"
"No." "Okay.
So, is there anybody at the gatehouse when we get there?"
No. The gates are open.
Mm-hmm.
"Okay. What time of day is it now?"
It's taken you a quarter day, so it's kind of coming up to lunchtime now.
"Okay.
So, we divide the whole day, day and night, into four quarters. So
right, okay.
Morning, afternoon, evening and night sort of thing. So it's taking you the morning to get across in the fog from where you were camped.
Is there a guard at the gate?
No.
Okay. The gate's open?
It is open, yep.
All right. Should we enter it?
Close the gate behind us?
Lock it for them.
Is there a gate, actually a gate that could be closed?
You get the impression it seems to be propped open.
So there must be people working out in the fields if it's morning.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Because, I mean, I thought it was evening.
You get the idea that they probably keep the gates open during the day and they probably close them up at night.
Not that the war would stop a determined assailant anyway. Okay. Let's explore, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you wander... Just show me the map again. So the first thing you kind of see on coming in is ahead of you is the sort of town square, which has got a pretty ornately carved well.
Right.
To the right of you, what's that building called? Is it 17?
14. There's a large building on the right.
There's a... you can hear there the clang, clang, clang of smithy.
Mm-hmm.
And quite a lot of smoke coming out of there from the forge. Where else?
17 is on the left as we came through the gatehouse.
17?
Like, I don't know, it's got a number of buildings and little courtyard.
That's a couple of buildings which lie clustered around an open space where there are some dirty children, hens and pigs running around. Standing and barking by the gate in the fence that encloses the area is a large ragged dog. A scent of freshly baked bread co-mingles with the stench of manure. The matron, Grumler, keeps cows, hens and pigs in the buildings. And it smells of pig shit.
Lovely.
But you can also, as I say, there's definitely...
Now that has just been stereotypically racist there, isn't it?
Yes. And your point is?
Just making the point.
Is this place busy? Does it look thriving?
It looks a healthy, small village. I mean, everywhere comparatively looks... thriving now from what you've known in the past as the blood mist lifted.
Yeah.
Civilization is coming back to the land. You notice that by every door in or out of any of the houses, there's a little bell.
By every door?
By pretty much every
door. And is that hanging on a wall?
Yeah, hanging on a little...
alarm bells and all that.
...thing with a little rope to ring the bell.
Okay.
But that's the only kind of odd thing you notice about the house.
So these bells that you would go and ring to attract the attention rather than a bell that would ring if somebody opened the door?
Yeah, not on a spring. It's kind of... a bell you might ring if you were trying to attract attention... to you standing at the door, but I'm not sure that that's a fashion in the Forbidden Lands.
Okay. Well, I'm going to... Sorry, right, by the smith. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go in there and hail the smith and see what weapons he's got for sale.
Okay. As you go in, peering through the smoke, you do see a bulky man...
banging what precisely?
Banging a hammer on a bit of metal on an anvil, making a scythe or something like that. And he doesn't particularly notice you, but a woman walks out from round the back with a jug, and she says, "Well met, little man. You arrived at the village?"
"Yes, travellers newly arrived at the village. Lovely place you've got here, I have to say. I'm looking for a place where I can purchase weapons and armour. Have I come to the right place?"
"Ness!" she shouts. Ness is obviously a little bit deaf. And he hadn't really noticed you. He's been banging there. She shouts again, "Ness! Ness!" And he looks up, notices her, notices you, puts his hammer down, puts the piece of metal that he was banging back into the forge, grabs a cloth, wipes his hand, comes forward to say hello. Hello? You on your ear?
Yes, travellers passing through, looking to purchase weapons and armour if you have a...
Weapons and armour? Well, what have I got for you? I got arrows, I can definitely do you. Might take a day or two for armour, especially something fits you. What can you afford?
Well, depends what you've got.
Well, I ain't got, you know. It's not like I'm fitting an army, but I can make.
So, can I have a look at what the weapons and armour section uncovers?
I offer fair prices. I don't try and diddle travellers.
I'm trying to remember where it was now.
This is a welcoming village. It's towards the back of the book.
GM book or player
book?
No. Shame I haven't picked up any willpower points by this point, because I can use them to negotiate prices down.
Now you wish you'd
failed
a couple of rolls and pushed a few dice.
What are you after? So I've got 9 silver, and I'm basically after. This is a double page thing. Yeah. I guess I could do with a dagger, maybe.
A dagger would cost you 2 silver. Well? Dagger, you say? Give you a dagger for 2 silver. Now that's the sort of thing I might have even tucked away here if you want me to go and look.
So, this is somewhere that shows.
So,
what these, the kind of damage these weapons do.
It's in a different place.
Looking at you, I reckon I could do you.
Let's see, there's a falchion here. I don't really know what that is, but I'm just
falchion
is
a cleaver.
Basically, yeah, it's a single bladed sword.
So that's double the price of a dagger. But I could probably still afford it. So, where do we think I can see what actually the kind of damage stats and stuff of these weapons are?
When you think of falchion, it's like a machete kind of thing with a cross hilt, thing like that. That's what you're thinking of.
Yeah, one edge.
So armor, right?
Okay, armor. Then.
What kind of armor is thinking?
Well, leather. Okay, it depends. That's probably all. I've got 9 silver, basically. So I want to buy armor.
So what does Sneaky do again while they're looking at things? My trait. Because now I've got willpower.
So, although weapons.
Was the studded?
I'm trying to find it. So studded leather is going to cost you 6 silver.
Okay, so probably.
Don't know about just leather. And then you need to buy. So you get separate armor for your body, and then you need armor for helmets. If you want head protection, you need to pay for that extra.
When rolling for stealth, you can spend a willpower point, and it automatically turns into a success.
Right.
Okay, so if I went for.
You can even roll first and then spend willpower points afterwards, after you see how your roll goes.
Leather, studded leather cap would be fine. Give you 2 armor to your body and 1 to your head.
But helmets have an additional protection for your head when you get a crit. You can roll a dice and.
And then can we see the helmet instead of weapon damage?
So if I want to make an observation roll while they're talking, can I see what's got lying around in the smithy there or whatever?
So I could afford to
steal
leather armour, studded leather, helmet, and falchion.
Well, I've only got one silver piece, you know.
But okay,
what are you looking for?
Well, you did mention daggers, you see, he had them lying around.
Right, okay.
I mean, I'm not going to try and steal a great big suit of plate mail.
You can see where there's. When he indicates.
I've
got a dagger in the back there.
Sweetie man, what I'm after is some leather armour.
Yeah.
A studded leather helmet and a falchion, if you can fashion such an item or have them available.
Reckon I can do that. It's going to cost you, obviously. It's going to cost you. for the falchion. 4 silver. For the armour. Do you want a shield?
No shield.
Can't you try a minute?
That'll cost you 10 silver.
10?
Well, no. So all in all, 13 silver coin.
13? That's above the standard price, I think, you're fine. For leather...
A falchion is 4.
Yeah.
Leather, studded leather...
No, just leather armour.
Leather armour. Gotcha.
So I can't afford the studded leather.
So I'm a bit deaf.
Can't really afford it. Unless I can... Which I can't use my path of gold talent, so I haven't got any willpower points. No. But can I try and knock the price down with manipulation?
I guess I could do that for you. If you want to try that dice roll.
Yeah.
Against his...
So it's yellow for the attribute and green for the skill.
Insight. Yeah. Ness.
So what bonus does your shield give you?
+2.
So that's +2 to your armour rating.
Actually, it must be. Yeah. Yes, yeah.
Okay, so if I had a shield, I'd get an armour rating of 10. But I can't quite afford it, so I might need to have to try and get a shield as well.
Okay, roll.
Okay, I get 2 successes.
2 successes. He takes some sympathy on you and he says, what do you got then for studded leather? What will you offer me?
So if you can do me studded leather armour, studded leather helmet and a falchion for 9 silver.
For 9?
Can you do that?
I'll take 3 off 10.
Now if I push this and then get some willpower, can I immediately spend that to... Okay, I can't afford 10. So about silk, just normal leather armour, stud leather helmet and a falchion. 3 off that would make that 6. Is that?
Yeah, but I'm not going to give you 3 off that. So that's 9 normally.
Yeah.
He'll give that to you for 8.
Okay, well, can I push my roll?
Okay.
Okay, I get 1 more success.
So you take 1 point, yeah.
So I get... 1 off another. Actually, but not pushing one. 1 from the other, I get a willpower.
Okay. So he'll give you that for 9 then.
Okay. Sorry, what?
The studded leather armour.
Okay.
The studded hammer.
It's a role playing plan, but I have a plan.
You have a plan, yeah.
Okay. Having seen that.
So I get a studded leather helmet. Studded leather armour.
It'll have to make them.
Yeah, yeah.
Tomorrow night. Okay. Tomorrow.
For 9.
I'll be ready.
Okay. Lovely, thank you. Pleasure doing business with you.
Does he have any? Does he have any small shields that look really good?
Ooh. Roll a dice for that.
Oops, sorry.
Now.
What dice?
Just remind myself of which dice to roll where. Give me a moment.
The stats for your armor. Armor 18. 1 for your studded leather cap and 2 for your leather.
Oh, I'm getting studded leather though.
Okay. 3 for your studded leather.
So, and 1 for the
cap. So, what dice do you want me to roll, Matt?
Roll a d6.
That's a 3.
3 9. Sorry, I haven't got any shields and stuff. You can make your one.
Got any big shields?
Nah.
No shields at all?
Nah. Not much call for here. We're a farming community, not soldiery.
Every community needs to defend itself. From me.
Whereabouts was the weapons stats?
Okay, thanks. How long would you need to craft me a excellent small shield?
He takes that. Oh, no, I can have the one for you by tomorrow. No problem.
And what price would you offer me for an item that I would carry into battle with your armour as hallmark upon it? and my glorious deeds would...
I ain't no armourer. I'm just a craftsman, a smith.
A fine smith you are,
too. A small shield, so... Given as I've given your friend a discount, it would be unfair for me not to give you a discount, so I'll do that for you for 5 silver.
We are going to need some food at some point, aren't we?
Uh-huh.
But, my man, that would be entire... Okay, I was thinking that I might try and manipulate him.
Right.
But then if I further on I lose an empathy, I get broken on empathy. Yeah. And my reaction, that might be flying into a rage. Because I've been thwarted.
Yeah, don't see if brutally murder him before he's made my arm.
So I've got 2 empathy and 1 manipulation.
Well, I'm because it'll be a really bad thing to do anyway. Obviously.
So if I get a success, can I get it for 4, but run the risk that I then...
If you fly into a range, he might find that his stuff's full price. I just.
But I was hoping for a fight. No, okay, I'll go with 5.
I don't fight him.
I wasn't going to fight him. I was just trying to get a better deal. I'll agree 5 for a very nicely created and well smithed.
Small shield.
Small shield.
Well, tomorrow, you fellas just need to spend the night here. Where are you on your way to?
Have you got... Mm-hmm. Have you got any money left?
No.
Yeah. No, I've got 1 silver piece.
No, I've just spent all my money on...
So
we might be sleeping on the streets!
A barn! You got a barn!
We'll be camping... We'd love to be fair, though.
That dagger is looking awful tempting if you want to. While these guys are talking.
You think I should try and do sneaky?
Well, I'm not saying anything. Your character is player agency.
Look,
you're a thieving little shit. Go on. Look, that's what it's just your natural behaviour.
Let him give me my weapons for my discount before you steal them. So if he catches you, that's my discount out the window, isn't it?
Well, it is
by association.
But I imagine you're not having this conversation.
No, I'm just having the conversation in a look.
So this is you as a player.
This is a potboy moment.
Yeah. I'm expressing all of that just in one look in his direction.
Somebody I spoke to said, I really like you doing potboy. So, don't like you doing potboy. I like the others going, what's he saying?
Yes. Right,
so are you going to do that thieving law?
Tempting, isn't it?
Just before you go, because otherwise we're done here at the smithy, I think, aren't we?
Common sense to say it's come back. Oh, what the hell? Sorry. the sneaky one does mean I do get an automatic success.
Okay. Stealthy?
Stealth, yeah.
Okay, so
Nicking something.
While he's talking to you two, while you're bartering with him, a dagger's accidentally falling...
Into your pocket.
Into my pocket.
How much are daggers worth? Because what you should do is go and sell it back to him.
Sorry, this looks strangely familiar.
Spend it on something
else.
I'll just
point out what I rolled there. So you've got to get 2 successes.
Right.
To beat him.
But I don't get an automatic success, or...
If you spend a will point, you get... as many automatic successes
as you spend will.
As you spend will.
Have you got any willpower?
So you can't fail if you spend both your willpower.
Right. Well, since this is meant to be a learning.
Yeah, go on.
I'll do the roll first, shall I?
Roll first. So you need 3, because he's got 2. You need to beat his observation.
So what do you need?
My stealth is. Well, I can't see it, I'm blind now. I'm going blind actually.
It's near the top. 5th one down.
It's 2, and it's agility, so that is 5.
Okay, 2 of those.
And 5 yellows.
Yeah.
So it's a fair chance, isn't it? For me.
Especially then if you use some willpower.
Yeah. And you say I can use the decree when I want to use willpower.
Yeah, you can roll first.
Hit the side off.
Yeah.
And then add willpower afterwards.
Well, not. Oh, I use willpower.
You can push it, though. Push. Push the roll, you've got nothing to lose.
Push them all.
You might. Take some damage, but...
Nothing to lose but agility.
Yeah,
push them all.
Probably be alright. You know.
If you push, you push the lot.
What's the 1?
Yeah, but that's a skill dice. It's not a...
Skill dice, right. That's fine, yeah.
So you can push that, but you can't push anything that comes up either as a break
right,
or as
Okay.
Now, basically, every one of your stat dice that comes up like that, you take a point of stat damage.
Right, okay.
But you also get another bit of willpower.
Yeah. Well, that's
one success.
One success.
So, spend your two willpower to get three successes.
Yeah, I'll take it. Yeah.
You get another willpower back damage. Because of that one you rolled.
Yeah, okay.
And you take another point of damage for agility.
Definitely use it in my wits now.
So, the upshot is, you've got one willpower left and you do three successes.
Yeah.
So, it's a little bit hairy.
Mm-hmm.
Because he just turns around. Now, I was looking for a dagger for one of you. who was it? It was you. You were asking for a dagger, weren't you?
I'm more interested in.
I'm not a dog boy. I've got one here. I know no, I have.
No. That's fine. I can't afford a dagger as well as the shield that I've commissioned. If you
all right. Oh, very well. I can't quite see it now. Anyway, so I'll look for it later. Maybe if you got any extra money tomorrow, you can buy that. And I'll have found it then. It must have fallen off somewhere.
Time must be gone
somewhere.
So, yeah, you got away with that.
Just? Yeah. I think I'll stop doing... So you get your things back the next day, do you, or the adventure, or...?
I think there are certain things
you
that restore...
Generally, a night's sleep rid of all your damage.
Right, okay.
All your damage to stats.
The stats, yeah, right, okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, obviously, you've not paid him yet, presumably.
No. Yeah, but the agreed price is what the agreed price will be. You can't go back there and say this isn't good enough. I'm just warning you. I won't let you do it.
Okay, well, we've eaten today anyway, so we don't need to buy any more food. We've got plenty of water. Let's go and explore the rest of the... So there are a couple of places they mentioned, the Hand and the Skulls.
They did, yeah. Well, yeah.
Like inns.
He said across the bridge, didn't he?
The Skulls, I think, is across the bridge. See if we can find someone to buy us a drink.
Okay, I'm just going to make a dice roll.
So, you can pay for my room for the night as part of the the money you owe me.
What money? You're going over this bloody...
How much is a room for a night?
So what were you saying? I missed what your plans were, so I was just distracted by something unwell.
We're going to go and see if we can find them. Well, explore the rest of the village and see if we can find the Skulls.
Okay.
So assume it's an inn or something, and see if we can find someone to buy us a drink.
Okay. Just show me your map again.
I'm also interested to find out what that is up in the mountain.
That's a stone circle, isn't it?
Looks like it, yeah.
Let me just make sure I'm reading this correctly. So the first, given that you're here by the smithy, the first thing you see is, on the other side of the square from the smithy, is a large two-story half-timbered building. Smoke coming out of three chimneys, steep thatched roof. Where the window shutters are open, a warm light shines out. Well, probably not now because it's daytime. And there's a sign and a pair of red painted lanterns above the door. And the sign lets you know that you've reached the Dead Man's Hand Inn. There's a scent of grilled boar wafting out.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not the Skulls, but that's the first inn that takes fancy. You exploring more?
Well, that guardsman said, watchman said, if what's the face would be there, the beer would be shit at the
Mrs. Polmore.
Hmm.
Well, basically, the beer would be shit if she wasn't there. Did that, didn't it?
No. I'm going to go into the, what was it called? Dead Man's Hand, was it?
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
So just go and. They probably don't see many ancient elven knights around here. Can I ask a question? Reputation.
Of course, you're too busy.
Reputation.
Yeah, so we don't have reputation scores. What do we...
We must have a reputation score.
We should have a reputation.
That must
be
from the...
I think we missed out on doing it on character creation.
Because you should have a lot more reputation because you're old.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you're young, you have zero reputation to start. You have 1 point of reputation because you're old. You're adult, and you have two points of reputation.
Yep. Okay, cool.
Because you're senile.
So it's old for elf. Does that mean I'm sort of 1,000 years
old? Oh, no, actually, elves are different, always adult.
Ah.
Yeah, good reminder.
But in does that mean I've got a reputation of one then? Seeing I am old.
Let me just check the elf thing, whether you can.
So the amount of time I've been around.
So that doesn't mean that he lose some of his sanity, or he's just.
Yeah, well, there might be various.
Yeah.
Because you're ageless as an elf.
Which probably means I could have had as many formative. Because I've chosen to roll.
No. I think you might not actually have been allowed. I mean, we'll run with it this time, but yeah. I think you might have only been allowed to be an adult. You couldn't be young or old. That's interesting. Because let me just check that so we can remind ourselves for next time and for the benefit of everybody else here. Yeah. Age. Elves don't age in the normal sense of the word. Technically, they all count as adult. So,
so I suppose to be old, you'd have to be a.
Yeah, so I think you probably had to have, if you were rolling an elf randomly, have to do two life experiences. I mean, you know, for the sake of this one, that's just wrong.
No, I agree. That's fine. I think maybe though, if the point of that dynamic is that doesn't matter how old the elf is, he or she looks like an adult.
But also,
it has no bearing whatsoever on how old that elf actually is.
No, what life experiences they have had.
Yeah. So you should still be able to choose, I would argue.
They forget their experiences as well, though, is one of the things.
Is it?
Because they appreciate time differently, so they're no more knowledgeable than.
Yeah.
That's the way that act is, okay.
Basically, yes.
You have to be an adult, but basically, doesn't matter. I'm 1,000 years old. I've forgotten everything from previous 950 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Well,
I didn't want to be an elf anyway. I quite liked when I did this. I rolled up a character the other day just for a laugh, and I had a goblin a bit like yours, except I was even sneakier. It was basically a rogue assassin thing, a total utter stereotype.
Well, this is stuff like Love's Fire. The goblin.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's an interesting learning we should remember for next time. Where are we? So you guys have gone into the inn. And in the inn there are people. Let me describe what happens in the inn.
Pub fight.
There isn't. No. Mostly humans in this village. You haven't particularly seen anybody who isn't particularly human. Formerly, the building was only villagers, you know, who came here. But since the blood mist has lifted, they've tried to smart themselves up a bit, and there was a sign on the wall saying that there were rooms available upstairs. A bed in a dormitory costs 2 copper coins, and they've got luxury double rooms for 5 copper per person.
Well, how many copper pieces to a silver is it?
10.
10.
It's the middle of the day, so there are people eating their dinner here. But it's not as busy as it will be after dark, because lots of people are out in the fields working and stuff like that. So there's a woman by the bar who looks like the daughter of the family, and she looks up and says, "Can I get you gentlemen some mead?"
Well, I've got no money.
It's on the house, yes. So we.
How much is it for drink? You said. How much is it for drinks? Then you said the ruins price.
Couple of coppers for a decent flagon.
Yeah. Looks on you then, Gormley.
Thanks,
Gormley.
Yeah, well, held on by you and everything. You don't respect me, horrible little halfling, anyway.
Well, maybe.
Well, maybe if you acted honourably, you might get more respect.
Isn't it? 1 year since the day we rescued you from certain death. Surely that's worth a celebration. On you.
So you buying these two?
I don't know if I should buy the half one.
I'll only need a half.
And at this point, we discover why I don't normally put my recording laptop on the gaming table. There are two or three points here where I rested my pad on the trackpad button and paused the recording. At this point, our friends start asking about work in the Hollows.
Fine man when he's not growing beetroot.
And he's your professional army to defend you against any dangers that arrive.
Why, well, he's not a professional. No. He's a beetroot farmer. But, he knows how to use a sword. You mark my words. And he's got eagle eyes. He sits on top of those watchtowers. He sees everything across the horizon. Well, not today, of course, because it's foggy. But when the weather's fine...
Is he on the tower today?
Oh, yeah, there's a shift, I think, on the tower today, aye.
Not sure he was paying a lot of attention. Okay. What I'm angling is to find a way that they can pay us some money to help them.
Our friends have been told to see Mrs. Polmore about work. On their way there, they come across a gravedigger who turns out to be a ghost. When he asks if they are the king's men, and they say yes, he attacks them.
Okay, you're going to draw your dagger with your short action, mm-hmm. but you can also probably, he's closing with you, you can also probably make an attack with it as well.
Well, I must have a go then, that'd be strength and melee, yes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's four. Or you're using yellow for attributes, aren't we?
Yellow for the stat attributes, yeah, and green for the skill.
Green for the skill. So that's four and one. And that's one success.
One success. Well, you hit him.
Mm-hmm.
For... no damage, because
he's a ghost.
He's a ghost, and so you stab him, mm-hmm. and your blade goes right through him. No effect at all.
Surprise.
Pity none of us is a sorcerer. Right?
Well, yeah, magic would have been quite good there. Yeah.
What are you doing?
No, we're not from the king, really.
No, he's alive.
I guess I. So in this. Area, is there like a fire in the middle of the square?
No, there's a...
you've gone floppy time.
Floppy again, it's fine.
There's a...
unfloppy. Again.
There's a well in the middle of the square. There isn't a fire. So there are fires in the forge and in the...
So is fire likely to frighten off a ghost?
Well, really...
Yeah, I think your knowledge of folklore... I mean, this might be the first ghost you've encountered.
I do have lore, actually.
Do have lore. Well, I'll give it to you for free. Yeah, you reckon fire and magic are the only ways of defeating a ghost.
Okay.
So you're going to stand the...
I'm going to back up, making my way towards the forge.
Okay.
Shouting to the ghost... I'm the king's man. Come and take your revenge against me.
Right, well, I think...
But I'm running away.
There's an actual attack there that would work with. So, effectively, you're... I've got to remember how we do this.
Because I want to get a brand from the forge.
You're taunting him.
Mm. Yeah.
Which would be rolling a performance.
Okay.
Which is whatever skill that is.
None.
No, but what have you got? What's that under?
Just empathy.
Empathy. Right.
Okay. It's two dice then. Let's hope I don't get broken now that I'm down. So that's So it's no successes. This is me trying to...
Are you going
to
push it?
If I fail it, I'm down.
Yeah.
I can't push it.
Right. Okay.
So right. That was me trying to get him off my off my
friend. Yeah, changing to follow you. Right, what are you doing?
He's the best one. Well,
I'm going to basically do the same thing ahead for the forge, but can I... just to go again, what my sharp tongue talent does. Mm-hmm. Basically just
You're abusing people, yeah.
I'll see if I think it'll work on a ghost.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't the peddler one, was it? It was a general one, wasn't it? Sharp tongue.
So, you're a master at formulating scathing abuses that can unhinge even the most steadfast of enemies. When you manipulate someone, or more successes than you need, to win the opposed role, you can inflict 1 point of damage to empathy on your opponent per extra.
So manipulation is the ghost not taunt. That would be a persuade, effectively.
I guess manipulate could be a taunt. You're manipulating their emotions. You're making them angry.
I'm always persuade. There is no persuade skill. So manipulation is
presumably the skill. No, but there's a persuade action in combat.
Okay. And does that use the manipulate skill?
And that uses manipulation
skill. Okay, well, I'm going
to... Yeah, I mean, however we call it, if you're getting him to come after you and you're behind me...
Yeah. There's two things, but they both count in combat, yeah.
So, anyway, I'm going to try and use my sharp tongue talent on him then. So I'm going to abuse him and insult him as a...
You must do more damage then, I imagine.
So, might damage his empathy as well. Yes. So it's worth it. Worth a try.
Yeah.
Doesn't take any willpower to use either, by the look of it.
No.
Let's just go for that.
So it's like an opposed manipulate role.
Make you a manipulate role, yeah.
So
against the ghost has got...
So it's 4 and 3.
Wits.
Okay.
Any successes?
No. So I am going.
Any fails?
No. So I'm down to 2 empathy. So there is a risk in rerolling, but I'm going to anyway.
No.
And I still get nothing.
Okay.
Right. But you're trying to call him off you, but so far
I'm basically saying yes. There you are, you.
He.
No, I just want one.
However, you attacked him. So. He's kind of coming at you.
Well, he was attacking us.
Yeah, but...
Yes, yeah.
You stabbed him and we ran away.
Yeah, so much of the big heroes.
Also how effective it was.
Well, we did insult him as we ran away.
We did try and make him come after us.
Good stuff.
It's only the goblins.
It's only the goblins, yeah. Oh, I'm dead. Interesting game. Right, see you down the pub.
Okay, so how many successes there?
One
success.
And one fail. Two fails.
Yes, I can definitely see the two fails there, yeah.
Okay, so although he's entirely incorporeal,
mm-hmm.
he whacks you with the spade, and it suddenly not incorporeal.
It's quite a typical.
So for 2 damage, you are thrown. To the ground by the sheer force.
What's the armour mechanic?
Mm.
Ah, right.
A large shield plus 2 and the studded armour 3.
Okay, so you roll
5 dice. Yep. 5 gear dice.
Right, and I've got a break. What I've got to get?
Every success you get reduces the damage by 1.
Yeah.
Right.
If you get one of these, though, a break, you lose. So roll it as 3 and
roll
it as 2.
Oh, yeah.
So roll it as a 3 and roll it as a 2.
Mm-hmm.
And then the 3 is obviously your armour, but if you get
if I get a damage one, I've done damage to the armour.
Yeah. Oh, for fuck's sake. Okay, so your armour takes a point of damage.
And shield.
Nope, so 2 gets through, but your armour takes a point of damage. And that's on strength, presumably.
And 2 is on strength, yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And you're thrown and you're prone on the ground now.
Okay.
Your action.
My action.
Get up and run away.
get up and actually head towards the house, I think, the old woman's house.
You're going towards the house. Okay.
So I think I'm thinking that this may be the old woman's kind of guard...
guard ghost.
Guard ghost. Because okay. There's ghosts made the village. Nobody else has been paying, you know, so...
That's true. And here we are. Been here for 5 minutes. I've picked it up. So...
Okay, so you're heading towards the house.
Yes.
So that's a getting up and a moving.
Which is the opposite direction.
Okay, make a move roll.
All right.
Agility.
Agility, that's four.
It's five green dice you need.
Five yellow, of course.
And however many for your skill.
I don't have a move, so it's just yellow.
It's five yellow. There's no successes, one fail. You can push that, but then you would definitely...
No, I don't do that, because then I'd be falling... I would be exhausted. Yeah.
No, you don't take a damage yet.
You only take that if you push.
No, you take that off.
Yeah, okay.
You don't take that damage unless you push the roll.
Yeah.
That becomes active when you decide to push the roll again.
No, I'm not going to push it, because if I get two, I'll be bugged.
So you're scrabbling away, but you need to rely on these guys sort of getting his attention, I think.
Okay, my action.
Yeah.
I'm going to shout, "Get a brand," and I'm going to run forward and draw my sword. I'm shouting to him to get the brand from the forge.
Right.
And seeing that he's about to have his head battered in by this thing because he's down and he can't get away, I'm
okay.
Changing my direction, going back towards the ghost, drawing my sword.
And having a hack at him.
Yeah.
Okay, well, have that hack.
Fun to roll it anyway.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it won't do any damage, but it will
be fun to roll.
It changes. Direction of attack.
And I get two for the sword. It's the only thing I'm very good at.
You are very good.
Okay, well, this time. I'll roll that again.
Why did you get the black dice?
They're gear bonus.
My sword is plus 2 gear bonus.
Oh, actually, yeah, you should have done that for your dagger as well. That's probably got a gear bonus.
Right.
Well, this is Year Zero engine at its best, isn't it? So that's... 18 dice. Yeah. I had no sixes and one fail. So I take one.
And you pushed it.
I take
one strength.
Yeah.
So you're really exerting yourself, trying to. Yeah. You're swishing through him, but you're not.
So I must have got plus one for the dagger or whatever.
You're getting the brand.
Running into the forge and looking around.
Okay.
I mean, there's a smith in there. I've got to kind of explain. There's a ghost attacking us. I'm just going to basically go spot one and go and grab it.
Okay.
It's in the fire.
We'll come back to that in the next round. He is advancing on you.
Me?
Ignoring the attack he's had from behind.
Oh, well.
And that was 5.
This doesn't look good.
You better have your head beaten in.
Yeah,
I've tried to save you.
Yeah, we tried to save you by running away.
And I pushed it.
Yeah.
Oh, God. There's at least 3 sixes I can see there.
Fuck. So, you're trying to get away.
Yes.
And he kind of grabs you from behind. And engulfs you in a twisted embrace.
Lovely.
At least you get a hug out of it.
No, if somebody loves me, I feel
being,
so much...
Being a goblin, you can't get many hugs, can you?
So you've got three... 4 points of damage.
To what?
Strength. But you... Use your armour to...
So you get...
Two
twice. Yeah.
And two of the shield, don't I?
Yep, so you've got the same dice. Oh, no, your shield's broken.
This is your shield.
Your shield's been smashed. It's going well.
So,
by the way, make sure you've made 2 shields before you go and nick one of them, because one of them's mine, okay?
I'm sure, it's going well.
Assuming you're alive long enough for that.
So wipe your shield away, and that's 4 damage that get through. Mm-hmm. So I think you are probably broken.
You're broken,
I'm broken, yes. Yeah.
Okay, so then...
Because I'm down to -2 on strength, so...
Yeah.
You also have the condition cold.
Okay, so you just tick that.
All right.
So
I'd be dead then?
No, not dead. Well, wait and see.
not yet.
Not yet.
Wait until he does the crit die roll.
Well, at least you never got your money back.
There's always much money of you on you, because I'll ransack your body once you're dead.
Not a lot. You had one silver.
No.
That's less than that, because he bought us a drink.
Yeah. So red is tens.
43.
It managed to crush your ribs.
No, lovely.
So you're at minus two to move and melee. Mm. And that will last 9 days.
Okay.
At which point he crushes and then kind of crushes through you and wisps away. Ravenland Tales is brought to you by fictionsuit.org and rpggods.org. Typefaces and graphics are Code by Fontfabric and Duval Outline by Paul Lloyd. Music is used with the kind permission of Free League Publishing.